I grew up in Austin, Texas, in a smaller part called Westlake. The most influential person on my young life has definitely been my parents. They've been my heroes since I was a young kid and raised me to be the man I am today, and I wouldn't be here without them. Football-wise, as a kid, I always watched quarterbacks, Major Applewhite, John Elway, Troy Aikman. Those were my three favorites. I grew up in Austin, so I went to the Longhorn game, so I was passionate to watch Major play. I first started playing football, I believe it was in first grade, and it was on a flag football team. And just really getting involved. I played with a bunch of older guys, so I didn't play a whole lot, but I knew right then I had a love of the game of football. Going to Westlake High School, it's known for having Drew Brees as an alumni, and I grew up a big fan and always loved watching him play. So it was there's a lot of tradition at Westlake because of Brees, and he set all the records there. So it was just fun to go there and just have that tradition that he helped and the teams he played on helped create. Playing in Arizona, we went through some adversity, went through some tough times. We went through some great times, but my senior year, after the six-game season, we lost Coach Deuce. He ended up getting let go, and Coach Kiss stepped up, and all the coaches stepped up, and then a lot more was on my shoulders. I knew the guys were looking at me, so it was really just gathering the team together at that time and telling them, hey, the season's not over. We need to pick it up. We need to hold each other accountable. So the guys really had a good head on their shoulders. We had a great senior class. Coaches did a great job, and we kept going. We came out the next week versus UCLA and blew them out pretty good and ended the season stronger than when we began it, and the guys stuck together. So I was really proud of my teammates and coaches for sticking together like they did. The Eagles were really the only team that worked me out. They came down to Westlake High School and worked me out on the field. Coach Peterson, my quarterback coach now, actually worked me out. So I felt like I had a great bonding with him, but you just always hear stories about all these teams showing players interest, so it sort of scared me because I didn't know what was going to go on, but I knew that I had a great bond with Coach Peterson, and then 2 days later he called me and said they wanted to bring me on a visit, so I was really excited about that. And I came out here on a visit and got to meet with all the coaches, Coach Reed, Coach Morningweg, Peterson, everybody, and just got to meet everybody in the facility, and I loved it. But it's really not my choice where I go, but deep down when the draft was going on, the Eagles were always a team I was watching, just praying that they'd give me an opportunity. And then the third round came along and I got the call, and it was an amazing moment. Everything was just, I can't describe the feeling. I was just really excited to see the number on my phone and just hear Coach Reed's voice and just saying that they were going to draft me. It was a special moment for me and my family.